You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
Again with another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and this is your host Christian, and it's been like
way too damn long.
It's been about like 4 weeks.
You guys,
not these
our listeners. I'm back, guys. What's up?
We're joined by Corillo, the girls. So we have Nati. How are you?
Good. How are you?
B Fig in the house.
B Fig.
You guys said how Fig. Are you? Answer my question. Jeez.
I was about to. Doing good. I mean, it's nice to have you back. It was like the V Fig and Christian show for a couple episodes.
Well, I will say you guys held it down.
Good. I'm glad. But you know, we've had a couple of we had a break, right? So usually we tend to have like a little break here and there, but I think it just has to do with, you know, adulting and
life
happens. So yeah. It's nice to be back on. I know our listeners are probably excited to hear us again. We've had a couple of people hit us up and say, hey, like, what's going on? I didn't think people listened to our show, but it's pretty cool.
People are like, are you still doing the podcast or no? I'm like, yeah, it's just a rough month.
Let me get it out of the way in the beginning of the show, since we have listeners that are listening to our show.
I make it sound.
I want to ask for a huge favor, mi gente. I want you guys to go on to iTunes. You know, if you're listening to this on your iPhone, iPad, or any Apple accessory or Apple stuff, go to the iTunes site or go to the iTunes app, and there's a little button on there, like search for our app, search for our name, La Verdad Podcast. Within La Verdad Podcast, there's a little piece right there that says subscribe. Can you guys please hit subscribe on there? And also, while you're at it, just leave us a review if you love our show. If you hate it, just email us, but don't put it out there.
Be nice.
So subscribe. Subscribe on it, but also, you know, my Android users, I can't not forget about my Android users. If you're listening to this through any of the apps like Google Play or Stitcher or even Audioboom, which is the host of this podcast, you know, also subscribe on there, like it, share it on Facebook. We will really, really, really appreciate it. Because we want to get some more listeners on our show, right?
Hell yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. April's like still with the camera on me, and I'm like, ugh. I don't know if she's recording.
Shout out April, our intern. She's been holding it down for us for the last few months.
Definitely. It's
a nice, good, great project that'll...
It'll be coming out soon. Yeah, we have a lot of exciting things that are on the works. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but let me get this one out of the way too. So we have another thing too. We just released we did a soft launch of the La Verdad Dad Hats, and it's been selling like pan caliente. It's been selling like hot bread, you know. So and we haven't even launched it officially yet. It's been like a soft launch to some of the people that have asked us about it. We have sent them the link. Mi gente, it's going to be live on official launch during Easter weekend. We're going to launch with a 48-hour sale.
So tomorrow, this podcast is airing on Thursday.
Yeah.
So the 48-hour sale
starts tomorrow.
Right?
So technically, what's the date tomorrow? Let me look at my phone here.
Tomorrow's It'll the be the
14th. And my
14th.
Phone will decide to
that
freeze.
That Friday is the 14th.
Yeah.
So it's Friday the 14th. We're going to be doing a 48-hour sale. Once the 48 hours go by, then it's going to go up to $24.99. But you can still get it. It's limited amount right now. We already sold, like I said, I think we're at 12 to 15 at this moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it is Sunday. And we haven't officially launched yet. So don't be that guy that's like, damn, I really wish I would have had a La Verdad dad hat.
Make sure the Easter bunny gets you one.
It's a nice looking hat, and it's one of those things that everybody, it's like in style, you know.
Yeah.
I remember I used to hate having to wear dad hats when I was a little kid, because
I never knew they were called dad hats.
I never knew that either.
Like, I was
but
like, what's a dad?
Think about it. It's a hat that the dads used to wear back in the day. My dad wears these hats.
My dad does. I get it. Yeah, dad hat. I just never knew that was like a a term.
And they're female friendly ladies. I love it. The other hat that we had, it was cool and, you know, female friendly too, but I think this one's more comfortable for the ladies, so get you one.
Yeah, so definitely if you are interested, go to our website www.laveldadltd.com. Just go to the part that says shop now, click on it, and it will take you directly over to our online store. So,
and get a shirt while you're at it too.
Yeah,
and snapback. everything.
So I also want to give a shout out to we were at his comedy show and he gave us a shout out there. This is during the little break that we took in March. We went to see a Puerto Rican comedian, probably the number one contemporary comedian in Puerto Rico. I say contemporary because Puerto Rico has different types of comedy, right? Mm-hmm. You have the family version comedy, you have like your sketch comedy. He's like a stand-up comedian. He also does a lot of podcasts. So big shout out to Chente Drach, who he was rocking our hat everywhere.
Yeah. I don't think he took it off. It was like in every Snap story, like throughout the week.
So that was one of the events that we were able to go to during this whole month of March that we were kind of like in a break. And it was one of those things where it felt good because I didn't know that there were so many people interested in this, the same thing that I like, you mm-hmm. know, because it's like I start listening to it. I'm like, damn, am I the only one that listens to the show or watches it? Because it's so different. You know, it's not your basic American comedy.
You know? From different places, you could tell, because when we were there, it was so funny. We were walking in and, like, you know, you got to pay for parking, right? And you mm-hmm. put your credit card in, or you could use the pay for parking app, and this lady is like coming up with like $3 in her hand. She's like, where do I pay for parking? I was like, you can't do it cash. I'm like, you have to use your card.
She wasn't from Chicago.
Yeah, clearly she was not from Chicago, and you could just tell. I mean, I don't know, it was just, you could tell the people that were there were like from different places.
And it's pretty cool because the location was at the Centro Cultural Segundo Ruiz Belvis, which is the cultural center, right? Mm-hmm. So it's actually in the community, right? Yeah. So it's in the, I don't know, that's not really considered Humboldt Park. I want to say this might be Humboldt Park, Hermosa Park. So it brought people from outside to the actual hood, to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But the location is beautiful. So big shout out to the Segundo Ruiz Belvis Cultural Center.
Yeah, it's
because
nice
that place is like legit nice. The stage is real nice. The sound system is real good.
The setup was nice too.
Yeah, the setup was real nice. Like, they completely transformed that place. So big shout out. If you've never been to that cultural center, I really recommend it. Mm-hmm. They do have a lot of cool events that are happening, a lot of bands that are coming to perform there. And it's something that I'll definitely go and check out, because there was a couple different bands that I'm really into that are going to come and perform at the
first event that we found out about, Chente, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Yep. So they're doing a lot of great stuff over there.
So also during the month of March that we were off, we officially moved in, right, together. So it's been one of those things that,
not me, just me,
the three of us on the
one we're just gonna do podcasts 24/7 reality TV. So we officially
going, guys? You guys moved in.
It's good. It's different. What I was gonna mention was that it was definitely one of those things that I didn't know how much shit I had until I started moving stuff, you know, and how much useless stuff I have, like report cards from like freshman year of high school, or like freshman year of high school temporary IDs, like the temporary IDs that were like the stick on. Why the hell do I still have those temporary IDs?
It was like a sentimental thing.
I do. I'm not gonna lie, I did keep all of my my regular IDs,
yeah,
because I want to be old. I want to show my daughter, like, uh-huh. Yo, like, this is how I look like a dummy when I was in high school. But there was definitely a lot of different things that I didn't know I still had, like notebooks from like algebra class and all that. So
I still haven't. I've been out for the past, on my own by myself for the past 2 years, and yeah. I still have notebooks from like high school, not even college, but I still have some from high school, but I have a lot from college. I think when I had first moved out, I took everything that I own, everything that is mine, I took out of my parents' house. Yeah. But I had never, in those 2 years of being by myself, I still never went through and was like, okay, I can get rid of this shit. Like, this is not important to me right. anymore, whatever. So I still have a lot, too.
You know what I noticed, too, is that I don't think it has to do with like, Latinos, but I think it has to do with, like, the social class that we were brought up, or like, the the urban lifestyle that we were brought up in is that we keep everything, mm-hmm. right? I feel like, so I was talking to somebody about this because my mom keeps everything. Like, the she had, like, shirts of me when I was a baby with vomit still on it. Like, yo, like, what? Like, you know, I found my umbilical cord. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's well, something that's you
But, like, I mean, that I keep that. But, like, album, I'm right? saying, like really, like, useless stuff. Like, people keep it. And mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody about that. I forgot who. And it was kind of more, like, I wonder if it has to do with, like, the immigrant lifestyle or, like, the like, for example, my mom came here from Puerto Rico, right? Mm-hmm. So this was she developed her life here in Chicago.
Right.
And the person I think I was talking to, they had, like, family that was from, like, Korea or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And they keep everything. And I wonder if it has to do with, hey, they feel like they lost their home, you know? So they try to keep their home, their everything they can. In one spot, you know, so they keep everything. It's like, oh, this mm-hmm. is gonna, I don't know when I'm gonna need it. If I have to move, then I know that this is gonna remind me of my first communion or this mm-hmm. or this
and
that.
I could see that.
So I remember I was talking to her about that, and it kind of like made me think, like, damn, like, am I gonna be like that, like, keeping certain things in it? And while I was cleaning, I kind of realized that I am mm-hmm. kind of keeping a lot of stupid stuff here and yeah. there.
But I think it's like part of too, like, some of the reason why I was thinking as you're talking, like, why did I keep certain notebooks? I didn't keep all my notebooks, you know, but I think it was like, I want to teach my kids this, or I want to share this with somebody, or like, this was really important to me, this was a fun class, or like I don't know. And then I had this box that Nathi was going through with me. It was like all my old, like, letters mm-hmm. and like from, like, what was it called,
Fold It All Cool. You remember when we used to, like, write the notes little to football someone notes? And you fold it,
you had like the little thing that I'm doing gestures with my hands,
the cootie catcher, yeah.
catcher. Yeah.
People would be out. I used to hate those, man. Or we didn't have phones back in my day,
but I say
back in my day we didn't have no phones.
Mm-hmm. AIM conversations.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't even have that either.
That's crazy. But I said, but yeah. that's used to
how'd you have
print.
Enough ink? I would be she, pissed off. I was your right. parent. Why are you printing? Why are you using my printer?
AIM conversations.
I did because
you're that person. I really hated funny, that people.
But that's
I
so,
need evidence that, just in case.
That I'm like, was, no. I would have been pissed as your dad. I'd be like, as your mom, I would be like, man, why are you wasting our ink? And I bet you it wasn't even no black and white. It was probably color copy. It still had the gray. Around it, like, damn.
Yeah, but I had a lot of stuff. I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know. Those were like, I don't know. I like that. I don't know if I could. I probably could grab some of those stuff in that box, but like some of those things I just can't. Like,
I mean, I think every, I keep, you know? I have a little thing that's like old letters, not so much letters, but like, I remember I used to go to a couple retreats, right? When I was in eighth grade, like my confirmation retreat, which was very life changing. Mm-hmm. It was a very, like, you know, quote unquote spiritual retreat, but it was also one of those that you were at that age and at that time in your life where it's like, I'm about to change a lot. I'm about to go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have that retreat every year. And we will write letters to each other. It was like pen pals kind of thing. And people would put the letter in a little brown bag.
Uh-huh.
And I still have those letters, you know. It's like stuff that's like, damn, like if I ever, I haven't looked into it, but I'm like, I'm sure if I ever feel down or if I ever feel nostalgic, I could jump in it. The other thing that I found the other day before.
No, go ahead.
Was, I don't know if you guys did it, but in eighth grade, we used to have this little autograph book, right? Did you guys do that?
What do you mean?
I got to bring it up here. I got to show you.
I know what you're talking about.
So we used to have an autograph book, right? And everyone would like sign it, and then they'll fold one side, and then the next one, somebody else will sign it.
A bunch of different colors.
Yeah, for eighth grade graduation. Yeah, I got to bring it up. I have it downstairs. I found it. And I'm like, there, like, everybody will put KIT.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Keep in touch this summer. Low-key, I found my mom's a couple years ago.
Yeah, it goes
my
all the way back. Yeah.
Used to have one, and I was like, "What the heck?" Is it so funny?
I remember, so because that's eighth grade that does that.
Yeah.
So
because high school, we just signed our yearbooks.
Yeah. So I think who did
eighth
I
grade was T-shirts too. Did you guys sign T-shirts?
I had one.
T-shirt. I did pants. I
rich it.
No, but we used to have T-shirts like class of 08.
Right.
Or class
so they sign them. Yeah. Then you have your friends sign them.
Like the
we
last day
that.
Of school.
But we signed them. So we had our shirts. Everybody would wear it when we went to the Washington D.C. trip. Mm-hmm. Eighth grade, we went to Washington D.C. And seventh grade was Springfield. And my school.
Yeah.
So the eighth grade one, everyone was it was mandatory to wear that for the eighth grade picture, the class picture. And it's pretty cool because when I went to visit James Monroe, my the school that I graduated from, they had that picture up. So I was like, dude, look at me up there.
No, I don't think we got shirts, but I just remember definitely for sure in middle school, like the last day I'd wear like whatever shirt I wore. But I was like, I want to be different.
So you guys didn't have like the class shirts? You guys didn't have class shirts?
I don't know if I use that for people to sign it, though. Yeah. I remember I was like, what, class of 05?
I don't think my middle school did class shirts.
I think we did in high school, too. I can't remember.
We did for
I know
sure.
My brother, Lane Tech is really big on tradition and pride.
It wasn't like everybody got it.
No, you have to buy it, yeah. But it was real cheap, the ones that we had. But I know Lane Tech, I used to always get jealous because Lane Tech always had dope shirts for Pride, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Spirit Week. Mm-hmm. Oh, you went to Lane Tech, too. So.
Yeah, we had our...
Like, yep, I remember.
And then we had a student design one of our shirts, too. So those, he was like... I don't know if it was through the school. He was just selling on his own. So I bought like one
of them. So they have for Spirit Week, right?
School. Yeah, we have Spirit Week.
And then... But also class shirts, right?
And then we had class shirts.
Only seniors or every...
Only seniors. Yep. Okay. And then on mine, I don't know if they've changed it, but for mine, so like we were 09, and then in the 0 and the 9, the 0, it has every... buddy's name
on
it.
Man, that's a big school.
It's the first initial and your last name. So, like, you gotta, like, it was alphabetically, but you're, like, going through it, like, where am I? Your name's, like, this
big. We had that, I think, at the high school. I went to Lincoln Park High School. I think we had that, but it was one of those where the year that I went, it was a real big change in the school. So, there was, like, the class, whatever people that are in charge of the mm-hmm. yearbook and all that mm-hmm. were, like, in their own clique. And then all the other people were, like, in a different clique. So, like, you only saw, like, a little bit of the class wearing it. And no one else didn't think it was cool enough to wear it.
We had, like, a student council. I was part of the student council. So, student council, every class got a shirt, whether you're freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever, senior. And so, the student council would actually, together, like, design whatever they wanted on the T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the whole student body would vote on, like, which one they liked best.
Okay.
And, like, you were saying, like, only a certain people wore the shirts. It was weird because, like, there was a certain people that, like, supported or, like, wanted mm-hmm. to be part of the student mm-hmm. council. But Spirit Week for everybody was, like, a big thing. So
you
even,
see,
like,
I
the
wish,
wannabe
man.
Gangsters
like,
would, like, buy
yeah,
this
no,
T-shirt.
I wish.
Week was huge.
I wish.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing that my school sucked at. And everybody will always mention that. Because I remember when we had a new principal come in, her goal was to try to, like, bring that Spirit Week. Mm-hmm. But, like, our school, no one would ever do anything. Like, they'll have only a certain clique of people would, which was, like, the people, like, VFade that were in the student council. But, like, the cool kids, no, they weren't. Like,
I mean, we were cool, too.
I was, too.
No, but, like, I think it had to do with that huge, like, division because that school at the time that I went to was, you were either part of what they call IB, which is, like, college-level classes, or music. Right. And it was like and the music kids, it's like we're forced to do all these Spirit Week stuff.
Right,
you know, you're doing marching
music
band. Like,
for us.
Yeah. So you can't really and you can't exactly. So it's like, OK, the people that are supposed to be having fun during this week are the ones that are making the program. You know, so it wasn't really big of a deal. And I wish I would have gone to I love the high school I went to, but I wish I would have gone to a school that had like much more.
That's how I feel about college. I feel like that about
college.
That's
true, because UIC is very dead when it comes
to that,
right?
Computer school, and I don't think I went to one sporting event. I can't even think of it. But I wish I would have went to a college. Like, I just always say I don't think I had the full college experience. Yeah. No shade. I mean, college is to get an education, and I got my degree. But, you know, I feel like
I feel the same way. You know, I went to a small university. I did have a lot more pride because it was one of those that We changed a lot of it when I was part of the student governing board in college, not in high school. And one of our main goals was to bring in that pride because we don't have a football team.
Right.
But what ended up happening that year was that the volleyball team became Division One, and that was like a huge deal because we were always Division Two, Division Three in athletics. So after that, I remember it got pretty, like, the school has pretty cool pride now. Like, everybody kind of rocks their gear. But that's why I'm more, you see me, like, sometimes, like, rooting more for, like, Michigan State. Because I had a lot of buddy of mine that went over.
And, like, anything, it is what you make it while you're there, too, right? So I'm sure UIC had plenty of hype.
I loved it. No, I'm just saying, I loved high school, like, during that week, because then, like, the one day that, so, you, like, the seniors would decorate, well, everybody would decorate based on the color of your shirt. Everybody, whoever was part of the student council for that, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, would decorate their, like, hallways. There were some hallways that were, like, just freshmen, just whatever.
I've heard about that. That's, so that's pretty cool.
The tradition was, like,
hallway just
if
for
you're
freshmen?
A senior, your shit's getting ripped down because no one likes the seniors, right? So, like, I remember.
Why? Everyone loves what? No,
nobody likes the freshmen.
Seniors ran, like, the school, right? Yeah,
what kind of high school you went to, dude?
So, yeah. So, first.
Backwards.
The thing was, is that, like, all the freshman stuff, I think, would get, not like, they wouldn't bother to put anything up because that shit would be teared down during the rest of the day.
The freshmen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then
yeah.
The seniors too, like, they would knock all their shit down because the seniors would always win at our, like, Olympic games. And so, like, I remember loving it because then eventually when we were seniors, our hallway was in the basement, and the way that we decorated is cool. Like, they have, you know, those, like, display shelves or whatever, so we put all our decorations inside the display so they couldn't take our shit down.
Oh.
And I was like, hell yeah,
put some respect on them seniors' names. They put 4 years in that.
We did, like, huh, what year?
I said they put 4 years in that. Put some respect on them.
So, and then we'd have, like, all the games that we'd make up, and I remember, like, it was just, like, cool games, like, you know, the wheelbarrow, like, with two people, you hold their feet, and
so you basically don't go to class that whole week, or
no? I mean, everybody was looking forward. Like, we did have class, but nobody was paying attention. Like, even people like me.
What kind of stuff other than that you guys had? Like, I mean, I remember they had pajama day.
Yeah, we had that crazy hair day.
What's
we had a cool event at Lane. I don't know if they still do it. Oktoberfest, they still do it, and so we were able to go into where the garden is and the statue, and you do,
and they do crazy stuff. That's been around for a while. My brother told me about it.
International days is a huge thing. Yeah. There's just a lot of events that Lane does, and I think that is why I say, like, I love my high school. I miss my high school days as much as I thought I would never say that while I was in high school. Yeah. But it's like we did so much stuff, and there was so much pride behind it, and I just had so much fun in my school.
Are you part of the, like, alumni association?
And I'm gonna get emails and stuff, but
so if you're part of the alumni association at Lane Tech, make sure that you get.
There's an alumni game at Wrigley for Lane Tech coming up that I will not be going to, but if any of our listeners are Lane alumni and Cubs
fans. So we got into this conversation because I found a lot of old shit.
Yeah,
stuff.
Moved out.
But the other thing too that I found, and maybe back to reminisce a little bit more on 8th grade, was we used to have these things too that you will wear, right, with your 8th grade stuff, like, what do you call it, the cap and gown?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you will wear, like, a ribbon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have, for some reason, they give us two because one gets signed also. So I don't know what it was, but, like, everything in 8th grade was all about, like, getting signatures, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the little autograph book, the little ribbon, and I could show you guys that in a little bit. We had the T-shirt that was signed, and then the yearbooks, obviously. And teachers will sign the yearbooks. Teachers will sign the autograph books and all that.
Yeah.
So anything else that you guys have kept that was, like,
weird.
You look back into it, and you're like, either it shows you a lot of, it reminds you about a lot of stories,
just
or
pictures. I just think pictures.
I've never been like that with pictures.
I have a bunch of pictures from high school, and then, like, I see, like, my track pictures, and I'm like,
and that's one thing that sucks nowadays is that we don't print pictures anymore.
No, I have so many that I still want to print.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I haven't gotten around to doing it,
and it's scary because a lot of it lives on Facebook. And let's just say, like, if Facebook ever decides to, like, shut down and say fuck you to everybody and not give them pictures.
So bad. I would be so
because sometimes one of the coolest things I will say that Facebook has done is that whole memories thing. It's cool and it's bad because it's like, damn,
I love
it. I was really depressed back then. Like, why am I talking like that? But then again, it's like the pictures are really, like, you look at them like, damn, like, why was I wearing that? Or, like,
or just some status is like, oh my god, I used to write that. Yeah. Why did I spell that?
But imagine if we don't have that, let's just say we lose access to, like,
that
form of media. We won't have any pictures. Even it's like when people, like, let's just say when people, like, defriend you or unfriend you and or they leave Facebook, like, you lose the pictures that you had tagged in common or whatever. It's like, damn, like, there goes this or there goes that.
Yeah.
So a lot of that stuff is just, you know, the old school way of doing things kind of I wish it would still stay around. Like,
in a way, I mean, we're progressing, and hopefully technology doesn't fail us.
Because I'm big on that, on the pictures. I try to back them up. I try to back them up.
A picture box, but it's like, if I were to print all the pictures I have now, I would have like tons of boxes of pictures.
I have a lot. Even when like Caleb was born, so like 3 years ago, I have a lot of pictures printed from like his first year.
Mm-hmm. So you printed them out, actually?
Yeah, so like did 3 years ago.
Did you used to do the whole like month by month thing or no?
Pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was that mom.
But you
I
printed did. Them out too? Or no?
They had a photo shoot.
Every month we went to either Target or the fancy photography places. Yeah.
I wish I would have done that. It was just kind of expensive, and at the time that I had my when we first had my daughter, I just didn't have the money to be able.
Justin's mom, Caleb's Nana, is actually the one who kind of like really pushed it, and I'm so thankful for it because I have this super cute frame. Who like the first one is me pregnant, and then it has every month. That's dope. It's at my mom's house, but I have one too, and I love it because you just see how
that's dope.
Much he's
yeah.
grown in 1 year.
I wish I had like sometimes you don't think about it at the moment,
right?
You might think it's dumb or whatnot, but I understand now why a lot of the old people I used to talk to, like my grandma or grandfather, like why they were so big about pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I go to visit my grandmother in Florida, and even when my grandmother that used to live here that passed away, when she had her place, it was like pictures everywhere. Yeah, every single corner of the wall had a picture, but they were so proud of that picture.
So happy. And
don't get upset. Like my grandfather, my dad's dad, had gotten upset that we still hadn't sent him a picture of Abby. And he's like, oh no, okay, I need a picture because, you know, like I need to, that every morning he wakes up and he like touches the pictures to give him like the bendición, you know, like it's just these little traditions, little customs that I guess we lose or we don't take value. But then again, you get older and you start doing it without knowing, right? Mm-hmm. You start doing little things here and there.
Oh, I've definitely done things that my mom does. I'm like, I'll make my mother.
My mom, we're putting our house up for sale this summer. And so we've been there over 20 years.
Yo, you're going to have the same problem I just had.
My mom, I've moved out, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I've done my stuff, majority of
it. But all your stuff, legit, like, all your crap.
Most of it. And what I didn't take with me is in a box already. Like, I put it somewhere. Mm-hmm. My mom, though, and my brother, they've been there for, like, 23 years. Mm-hmm. And so she's starting to go through stuff because it's so much. She doesn't want to leave it all for one day, obviously. And so she's like coming across all these old pictures and bringing all these memories. Yeah. And literally, she's like, these were like the happiest times of my life. And she's so glad that she has that to rely on. We have so many albums.
And I could just imagine, like, and not to get too much into the story, but like, if you're selling your house or whatever, like, that's what you worked for so long, you know, you build a family on there. And it's like even thinking about it, it kind of gives me like teary eyed a little bit because it's like, what if my house, my parents' house was to be sold?
It's an emotional time for us. Yeah. It's a big deal for all of us. And we're all feeling like weird about it. Like it's like bittersweet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's the house that's we grew up on or grew up in. It's kind of all we know. It's always home. So my biggest fear is that someone's going to buy the house
and then knock it down.
Knock it down and then rebuild it to these new, because my mom's house was built like in 1920, she was saying, and I'm like, damn, this old ass house.
Yeah, this one too.
But I'm scared they're gonna knock it down, and then because I want to be able to go back, you know, when Caleb's older, my grandkids, and be like, I used to live here. We did it with my mom in Humboldt Park. We rode past their old house.
Yeah, we always do.
You just get memories. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up here. I used to do this for here, blah, blah, blah. You know? So that's my biggest fear, that someone's going to buy it and just tear it down and rebuild.
You know what's funny?
But I don't want them to.
Talking about, like, going back to like, the house that you grew up in, I remember every year we would go to Puerto Rico, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom would always want to go visit the old house she grew up in.
Yeah.
But there will be extra. They will knock on the door. Can we go inside?
Can we look around?
They will go inside. Yeah. They will take us inside. We have video. I'll find it.
VHS.
The person's house, and the guy person's like standing there, like, what are they doing? But they were actually really cool. Like, I think, you know how in Puerto Rico it's like friend of a friend of a friend. So
yeah,
I think it ended up, they never sold that house, I think. So my uncle owns it now. But it was always rented every year. So it was rented to a friend of a family. And it was always people that we knew. So we would go and hang out. And it's crazy because now that I'm remembering when I was a little baby, She would take me to the back, and it was there was some feet that they had planted on the floor. It was like old school, like Bigfoot, right? So my grandmother had planted these foot on the ground, and it's always special to me because that's where I learned how to walk, right? Like walking on those, I have video of it. And every year we went to it, and then I think one year either they knocked it down or they changed it, and everybody flipped. It was like they took something away from you. Even I remember, like, I think they had like remodeled one piece of it of the house, or added a different piece, and like everybody kind of like took it to heart, like, yo, like, that's our house. Like,
I just watched a show. What is it? This Is Us. It was going on ABC. It was a big craze this fall. And one of the episodes was this old, old, old guy, the dad. I guess he wasn't that old. But he went back to the house he grew up in. And he went to the fireplace and he took like a brick out. Like, they knocked on the door and they're like, the son's like, oh, can we come in? This is the house. The old man just walks right into the house, goes straight to the fireplace, takes a brick out of the fireplace, and with like three little toys that he had put there when he was younger. And the owners are just like,
oh my God,
the fuck are you doing breaking my house? Like, the brick just came in. And then they walk out, they give the brick to the owners, like, thank you, we'll see you later.
Wow.
It's so funny.
And I wonder, sometimes I remember when we first moved into this house.
I'm gonna go do some shit right now at my parents' house. to go back, right?
When we first moved into my when I first moved into the old house I used to live in, there was a lot of little nooks and crannies that were like off, you know, like a little door. Like, there's a door next to our studio where we record, that everybody always goes by it, and they're like, damn, I wonder what's in there, right? And when we were little, we would always think like, oh, what if somebody hid like money in, you know, in this like extra wall. And I remember, I forgot what we were doing. We like broke down one wall, and there was like old newspaper, because they used to use newspaper for insulation. Like, it was kind of the ghetto way of doing things. And like, you will read the newspapers and little weird things here and there. I remember I had a friend who had bought an old house from a family that passed away, and they broke down the walls, and inside the walls there was another wall with picture frames still on it.
Oh my God.
Like, that was really freaky. Like, that's like crazy. Legit, like, they just went and put a drywall on top of a wall without even taking the picture frame off. Like, come on, man. That's some ghetto ass shit. Dude. Like,
shit. That's funny.
So like, I wonder, like, a lot of times I wonder what people used to do, or what thought they had in their head of like, oh, I need to leave this picture frame up. Or
I'm gonna go stick some toys somewhere in my parents'
house. I'm
you're gonna forget. You're gonna forget
somewhere.
Like in an hour.
Wait.
Dude, where did I put that toy?
I'm writing my name somewhere before we like sell.
I think
house.
My name is somewhere
something.
In my house. I just don't remember where.
I'm gonna do it under the deck, maybe.
Because my
so it's the like, first thing they take out.
When we first moved into our house, it didn't have the other bedroom that it had. Like, we hit the attic and we turned that into my parents' bedroom. So and then we put a bathroom upstairs too. So the bedroom that I had got split in half so that the other half of it could become the bathroom. Then I know like a lot of stuff was there. So I don't know, but I'm definitely have to go back home and remind me later.
And
next
also,
go to my parents' house,
you know, and one of the main, the reason, you know, this conversation came up too, aside from all the crap that I found, is that I hate moving. Ugh, like, I realize how horrible. Much I hate, you know, carrying boxes and putting, like, I'm still in the it's been 2 months almost, and I'm still taking stuff from my old place over to the new place.
We still haven't unpacked everything, and that's because I didn't anticipate, like, I threw away, I don't know, 6 garbage bags. Like, I finally purged, right, that's the right word, and like got rid of so many clothes, and I'm like, all right, cool, like, plenty of space for Christian stuff. Nope.
No, it's...
I have still
and,
so
and
much
And it makes
stuff.
Me think, like, and I understand now what a lot of people say. It's like, my next move is legit going to have to be a house.
Yeah.
It has to be a house. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to move again and then again. And I don't understand how people do it where they move
on a yearly basis.
No, I couldn't do.
Like, yo, like, that's so frustrating. And so, and I feel like you have to confine everything to just that one box, you know, because you don't want to keep building upon it. And then I don't know. It's just, I don't like it. Yeah.
I
my
mean,
next
if we weren't if we weren't together at all, I definitely would have stayed in my apartment that I had. Because even just the process alone of looking for an apartment is like a second job. It's so frustrating. And then, like, it's never what, of course, it never looks like what it looks like in the pictures. It's always off, and then...
Or something happens that, you know, it's like, well, I wasn't expecting it, and...
Yeah, so, like, I definitely wouldn't have moved out, but, I mean, it just made sense. But from there, yeah, I would definitely plan on getting a house. Nice. So it looks like you're going to get stuck with me for a little bit.
We'll see, right? No, I'm just kidding.
At least a year. Would you guys sign a year?
Yeah, we signed a year. Yeah.
So, I heard that you're doing a triathlon. Are you sore right now? You've been working out?
I have been. I'm doing Iron Girl in August. I think it's the second week.
Iron Girl?
Iron Girl,
what is it?
It is a half a mile bike. Nope. Half a mile swim, a 12-mile bike, and a 3.1-mile run.
Approximately, how long is the whole thing? Like, I'm talking
for
about, like,
me, probably
time-wise.
5 hours. No, I don't. I honestly don't know. It's going to take me a while, though. But, you know, my goal right for this, it's my first triathlon. I did Mutarella last year, which was, like, the obstacle courses and stuff. Mm-hmm. But my goal for this is to just finish, you know. Even if the sun goes down, the sun sets, and I'm still going to be out there.
Even though it's 48 hours later. It's going to be like SpongeBob.
Be like, 48
hours later. SpongeBob.
You guys should make a
Are you wearing anything cool?
Hours.
Are you gonna wear like
SpongeBob?
It's hilarious.
We were having this conversation yesterday at our local watering hole, aka the bar. And I was asking Nadia, I was like, yo, like, how are you going to do it with, like, the bike, right? Mm-hmm. So I told her that I would do this on the show. So I'm going to ask out there if anybody has any hookups, bicycles.
A light. I don't know the correct terminology, but a light bike with the skinny wheels, that's going to be good outside. I have to carry it. And I want to get it soon so I can train on it, obviously. The weather's starting to get nice finally in Chicago. But I'm nervous. I really am. I knew it was going to be hard. I think I underestimated it a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, me and Carla have been going to the pool at Portage, their indoor pool. And, you know, that's the part I'm most nervous about is the swimming, the half a mile swim. And we do one lap and we're like, oh, shit, nigga, what did we get ourselves into? So we asked the lifeguard, like, how many laps is it half a mile? He's like, 44. We're like, 44? Like, we just barely got through one. So
but I feel
I
like.
I would be doggy paddling and backstroking.
Yeah. But you're starting now, right? You're starting to train now.
But
half months, it will get easier, right?
I feel like. With a pool, just like when you're in a treadmill, since you're in one spot, it feels longer than I've only been on a treadmill maybe like once in my life.
I was like, where do you have the treadmill?
I'm over here talking like I'm a freaking expert at working out. Yeah, you know, I got the new shoes. You know, I wear those new shoes that have the tracker. No, I only been on treadmill like once in my life, and I think I gave up halfway.
It's gonna be.
But I bet you it probably feels the same way because you're stuck in one spot. Like, it's so boring.
Yeah,
but it's so different because like the same thing. If you're training to run on a treadmill, you can't do that. You have to train outside because it's so different on your feet.
The feel,
knees. And so for her.
Who knows if that water's going to be cold?
She goes swimming like Michigan or something because the pool is so different.
You know what you should do? And I heard this from a lot of people that do these kind of events is that you should book a massage the next day also so that you're not like super sore.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm nervous. I have plenty of time to get ready. And you know, we went out yesterday and I felt really guilty drinking. So, like, I'm trying to change my eating habits, too, to get summer ready also. But I felt guilty drinking. Even this morning, I feel a little bloated. I'm like, damn, like, all my hard work, I feel like just went to waste because I drank yesterday. So.
I feel guilty every time I don't drink, but I mean.
We'll see. Wish me luck, guys.
If you have a hookup for a bike, hit us up.
Or if you have one and
or if you want to start a GoFundMe.
If you have one and just want to support me.
If not, she's going to be stuck with a DV bike at this triathlon. And they're heavy, right?
Okay.
The DV bikes are heavy.
Yeah, I have that. Like, I'm not bike riding in that. And my mom
or she's
going to
be stuck with Caleb's tricycle. Like, come on, man. Like, hook your sister up.
I even went on Craigslist. I'm like, there's got to be a cheap one that I can buy.
Like,
no, them bitches were like $1,000 still.
Wow. Yeah, and it's trendy right now, too. So everybody and their mama wants to be in a bike. so her. Including Nati. But
so wish no, me
if
luck,
y'all
guys.
Got the hookup or know anything, or maybe you know about a good rental or anything, like, let us know. We'll be more than happy to put a La Verdad sticker on it.
Yeah,
so
true.
So that Nati could rep La Verdad while she's doing this travel.
I'm gonna put La Verdad on my swimming cap.
yeah, it would be dope. It would be dope if we could do that. And we'll definitely want to be there to support her. If you want more information about it, or maybe you want to do it yourself, hit her up. You know, or hit us up on social media, and she'll be able to guide you where to go and for sign sure. up and all that stuff.
Come train with me.
But did you know about this when you went? You were in Hawaii too, right?
I was. I was there the first weekend of March. So that.
So were you? Fun. Did you know about that triathlon there?
Or? No. No, I signed up for that triathlon.
So recently, right?
Mid-March, your birthday.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. V-Fig's birthday. We were talking to Leslie about it. And I think what pushed it is, like, we were talking about it. And me and Carla were like, yeah, we could do it. And people were like, no, you can't. And I'm just the type of person who don't tell me I can't do something.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
So that's, like, the main goal. And I'm just excited to prove people wrong. But yeah, so when I was in Hawaii, I did not know about it, or else I would have.
Because that would have been dope to like. Yeah, it would have been dope to try it out over there. It's a different atmosphere, right? It's a different air.
Oh, it's so different. The sun is different out there. Yeah. Like it was just beaming so differently, but it's beautiful. The flight was horrendous.
How long was the flight? Horrible.
Well, my first going there, I had. Two layovers in total. Damn. It's like 12.
Why you got two layovers? Stop shopping in orbits.
And stop then one to get of them these. Was like from San Diego to LA. Like it was
the stupidest thing.
Yeah, it was like same fucking state, but it was beautiful out there, man. It was worth it. I was only out there for 4 days, but I got to see Headley and spend good quality time with him. And
which island out there?
We went to Honolulu. He's stationed and don't kill me, babe. I have no idea where you're stationed. Those things are called. Those things. No. There, the words over there are so weird. I was looking at some of the street names. Like what the fuck? One was called like, or it was spelled L-I-K-E.
Excuses.
Hadley was like, it's Lika Lika or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
There's still no excuse to not know.
So it's like some bay that he's stationed in. But we stayed in Honolulu. And it was like downtown. Like I'm going to compare it to Michigan Avenue. Where it was just like all the stores. And then my hotel was like at the end, walking distance to the beach. Weather was, even when it rains, like it rains and then you still, it'll
Is
be
it
like
mad expensive though? That's what
you know
I heard.
What? I heard that too, and things were expensive, but I think it wasn't as expensive as I expected it to be. Maybe because I was in the tourist kind of area where a lot of people are not from Hawaii. But even like we went snorkeling, we went hiking. The hike was like $1 to get in just to hike.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then the snorkeling was, we paid like $20 for the equipment, and he had equipment, and then like $10 for the ride. It was beautiful though. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. And then we ate out, which was like, if we were to eat here, I would say. Yeah.
And was this like your first trip outside of like the Midwest or like
I'd say vacation. It's my first vacation as an adult though. So it was different. It was the first time I flew alone before, but not that long.
That is pretty long. And I travel a lot. So like bad. I know that feeling, but when you do two layovers, it sucks because it's like in the back of your mind you're thinking, I need to get here
there. It
to get to this
you
other
out.
Place.
Yeah, I don't. Thank God my terminals were literally right by each other, so I didn't freak out too much. But it was bad. And then my flight back, my phone was dying. The airplane did not have no charger, the plane I was on, and they didn't even play like a movie or infomercial. They didn't play anything. So I couldn't even read. I was dying that trip, and I only had one layover on the way back, and I couldn't charge it in between time because my flight was like 15-20 minutes after I got off the first one. So it was beautiful out there. I would definitely love to go back. I'm sure I will be back before he's discharged. But yeah, you guys should check it out one day.
You know, I thought about Hawaii a lot, but for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but like I have never been so fascinated with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because, you know, I've been spoiled with being able to go to Puerto Rico, and it's very, mm-hmm. very, from what I've heard, it's very similar in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. Where it's like I don't feel like I need to go visit mm-hmm. to it. Visit it. I'd rather go to like Dominican Republic right. or like Puerto Rico. And then I think the flight is what kills me wow. too. Like it turns me off that it's such a long flight, and I hate anything that's more than 4 hours. I can't handle
it. It's expensive
it.
Too. You know,
yeah, the flight is like $1,000 out there,
and that's just like regular economy. And for someone that doesn't want to fly for that long, you want to be comfortable.
I'm a
you
big guy, man. I can't be sitting in all.
Like, yeah,
you have to sit in some big ass seat, and yeah. then you're gonna pay even more for a ticket. So it's like,
and the hotel was pretty. I would say the hotel was pretty expensive. It was almost $1,000 too.
What
the hotel? I mean, last night $1,000, but no. The whole. I'm not that big.
Where else you go to? Dubai, Abu Dhabi, or something like that?
I was like, sure.
No, $1,000 for what, 3 days? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so. It was. But my the
over
view
here,
Nati
over here acting.
We were on the balcony.
Nati over here had Arab money or something like.
Nah, I didn't pay for this trip, so you know I was blessed.
But she don't know where he's stationed at. Come on, man.
I want to say Kanohi, but I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong.
Yo, you saw that shit in a billboard. That's a brand.
Sure.
Isn't that a brand?
No, K-E-N. I don't know. Babe, comment Kanohi, on this podcast K-A-N-O. And say where you're stationed so they can stop giving me shit.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. I would like to do a trip. I was talking about this yesterday. Where I do want to take a trip with like the whole group, and I know it's something that we've been planning. So hopefully soon, I do definitely want to go to Florida again.
How is a cruise? I've never
done that. I get seasick.
I've been on a cruise, but I was like 3. Apparently,
yeah. Cruises are fun. I was 12, maybe. Yeah. It was going into 6th grade.
I get sick though with like if it's a lot of waves.
But they have patches and stuff. Like my dad has,
and you don't even feel it, low key.
Because it's so big.
Yeah, you don't even feel it. But it was the cruise was fun, and I plan on going on another one in my lifetime. It was a lot of fun, and you get to experience like 3 different places in
right like I haven't
time.
Gone as an adult. Like I said, I was my parents told me I was 3. There's a picture of me getting on the boat, but like I don't remember that. I definitely want to, because I mean I have been, you know, I hate saying privileged, but like yeah, I guess, you know, going on vacations every year with my parents. We always went to Disney World and Disneyland in California, and I've been all over the U.S. different states, and then I've taken myself on trips to Puerto Rico and Jamaica and just everything.
Dominican
so,
Republic.
Yeah, so like I don't know. I guess privilege. So like I definitely want to do like
you
a
work hard
now.
You fucking deserve to do
yeah,
it.
I mean,
work hard play hard you know
as an adult. Yeah, I those all came out of my pocket, you know, as a child. Yeah, obviously going to Disney, my parents paid for that, you know, thankfully thanks to them we've had that as part of my childhood. But yeah, all those trips afterwards I paid for. So now I like I said I had never done a cruise, and I heard it's really cool because you get to go to different places.
They have a salsa cruise.
But is it a real cruise, or is it just like a cruise on Lake Michigan?
No, it's a real cruise.
Wait, to where?
I don't know, but
it's a cruise in Lake Michigan.
No, I swear to
in
God.
In the freaking Odyssey.
I linked it to you motherfuckers.
I think it was in the Odyssey. It was, I swear to God, it was
it
Lake
a,
Michigan
no,
for
it
2 hours.
No, it wasn't. It's a real, like, leaving from Miami. Isn't that so big in Miami?
Well, it's definitely something that we want to look into. Mi gente, if you have any suggestions, maybe travel locations that you think we should check out, maybe Latin America or anywhere, right, mm-hmm. in the world that you say, hey, this was my all-time favorite place, you should check it out, send it to us. We're some young people trying to look for places to go.
Trying to live our life and travel.
With that being said, too, before we end the show here, we definitely want to do some events this summer. Summer is definitely coming close. It's a couple of weeks away, a month away. And there's gonna be a lot of festivals, so catch us up on any of these festivals. Check us out on social media, because we're gonna be posting which festivals we're gonna be at. We're trying to hit up a lot of the festivals. Chicago has turned into a big festival city, mm-hmm. so we definitely want to be there. But if you're listening to the show and you have the hookup, or maybe you're sponsoring a show, a festival, or maybe you are in charge of the event, you know, hit us up. We'll be more than happy to be at one of these festivals and actually have a little podcast set up, what we call a mobile podcast. Or even just hand out like wristbands and flyers about what we do. We would love to be there. Hit up V-Fig, who's our events coordinator. She'll be able to get more information on that. But I definitely wanted to say it felt great to be back.
It did.
It's good vibes, good talks. Mm-hmm. We definitely going to have a couple more guests. I know Nati's working on that too. So it's something that you guys should be on the lookout. And be on the lookout for when we go on Facebook Live too. And make sure you share it.
Yep.
Right.
Don't forget to buy the hats.
And don't forget to subscribe, like, share, do whatever you have to do to get our name out there. We really, really, really appreciate it. And peace.
Bye.
God bless. Go ahead, Nati. Say what you gotta say.
Bye. No, go ahead. Bye, guys.
Take care. Peace.